of 5. You're doing a remix or what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, boss, let me get a bus. Yo, 5 Dog is in the building. Uh-huh. Red Man is in the building. Uh-huh. Busta Rhymes in the building.
Remix.
Peep the rebirth of the reborn as I rebuild. Reconnect with this rebel, redefining raw skill. I realign, readjusted, refocus, reanalyze what's real. First, had to refuel, reactivate, to reemerge, reevaluate, recalculate, I return. Redefine, reenergize, get reacquainted. Rhythm Kings Incorporated, roots, we made it. Invulnerable, inviting, invincible, inventive one, which leads most inviable. Get involved, invest in these youths, kid, invigorate, induce that old realness. Insecure? Nah, more like inhumane. It's not a game. Shut your mouth. Use your inner voice. Stay in your lane. Inaugurate those with incentive to want to innovate. Insisting that those who inspire, we will initiate. What? And that's just me in a nutshell. 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 Ha! Fight Dog in a nutshell. New York finest in a nutshell.
Look. Unpredictable, I'm so unaffordable, unfathomable, the love I get unconditional, unequivocal, indestructible, unthinkable, spit is understandable, how to flow unforgettable, unbuckle belts, unclothed, description raris, unclean lines, gonna please go, clean your inhospitable, that's one sick individual, untraceable DNA, wicked flow unforgivable, and that's just me in a nutshell, I unallow those unwelcome, you're unapparent, it's undisputed, I got you stuck like under a magnet, under a cabinet, unofficially though I had to get a number. Write it up under the logo with a laminate. The unbeaten, undertaker, undercut, and the unexplainable. Town beating, underhand, and it's undenounced. Bury you under the mansion. I undespicably hope that we have an understanding. And that's just me in a nutshell. Nutshell, nutshell, nutshell.
Zen, bust a bus in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Here's Reggie.
Yeah. I keep moving, I keep bud, I keep fire. I keep an attitude, Ziggin, to keep trying. I keep it deuces. Bigelow, the Rob Schneider. I keep it flowing till my hands getting arthritis. I keep bars, I keep money, I keep cooking. I keep a car for Sharday to keep looking. I keep it jurors, I'm killing them. I keep going, I put you on a t-shirt and keep calm. I keep women, I'm like Nas, I keep ether. Fife and bust, that's my brother's keeper, keeper. I keep a K, call it Slay, the street sweeper. Same Zima, give me them keys to your Beamer. Keep your friends closer, enemies closer. It's rappers like me that are sent off Oprah. Keep focus, I keep blunts for cheap thrills. Me and Lindsay Lohan, that's a nutshell. Ha! Red Man in a nutshell.
Nutshell, 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 nutshell.
And that's just me in a nutshell. Nutshell.
Yo, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I am JSE the Navigator, joined in studio this evening by none other than the one, the only L Boogie is in the building. What's up, L Boog? How you doing today?
I'm here and I'm having a great Monday. Good to be here. You?
Yes. We were absent last week. We thank you, Miguel, for lacing it up for us. I was out of town. I was in your old stomping grounds, the state of Washington, on the West Coast, out in Seattle. For the National Congress of American Indians, it was a really good event. Really good event. A lot of things, a lot of cool, interesting things going on in Indian country. You know, tribes from all over the U.S., Alaska. Well attended event. I think there were almost 3,000 attendees. So, it was cool. It was very cool. And so was the sound. I didn't get to see Mount Rainier. It did not come out
because it was too cloudy.
It was too cloudy for the whole time. We came out one day, but I was too busy, right, to go check it out. But anyway, yeah. Shout out to the 29 tribes of Washington State for hosting a real amazing event.
Dang.
And we got our own shout out to Wendy Merrill. Of the District 2 representative from the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe and her election to area vice president. Happy for her as she, takes on that role and leadership at the national level for Indian tribes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes. We're celebrating the music of Fife Dog, who would have had a birthday. He's still with us. Rest in beats to Fife Dog. And then also Mike D from the Beastie Boys as well. So I think Mr. Buckner will tune in at some point. But what's been up?
Are you going to play any Beastie Boys?
I got some Beastie Boys lined up. I got some Beastie Boys. I know that's one of your favorite crews. Yeah. I got that lined up for this eve as well. What's up, El Boog? What have you been up to this week? It is American Indian Month.
Mm-hmm.
National recognition of American Indian people. I think did you go to some events this week? I thought you were supposed to go to some events.
I had surgery. Yes. I couldn't go.
El Boog's recovery. You did go see that comedian.
I seen two comedians this week, but they're not
native.
Not celebrating that. No.
But there was who was the Asian woman that you went to go see?
Asuka.
Asuka, yeah.
I can't remember if I say her name right.
She got the bowl cut. I like her. She got the Netflix special. Has been doing things at a high level for some time. Caught her special. Funny person.
Yeah.
But she was at, where was she at?
She was at the Fillmore.
The Fillmore. I haven't been to the Fillmore. How's that venue? Is that
it's
cool?
Nice. Bring a chair cushion for your butt.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
It's not like that.
Nope, they're fold-out chairs.
Fold-out chairs. Okay. Yep.
And then if you're like in seat T11, 11, start on the left-hand side. They are not clear about that either. They're not clear about which seats start where in there. Other than that, dope. They have a really cool mural on the wall that was inspiration by the First Avenue Wall of Stars. So it's a wall with all these different bands on it, but it's like decogeed on the wall in one color, and then a prince like shadow painting over it. It's really dope. I liked it. Anyway, they had that. But Atsuko was very funny. She had a young man that opened for her. His name escapes me right at the moment, but I'll remember it. But she was very funny. She's really ripping on our inability to identify and agree on what our state food is and what our state animal is. That's her bit when she goes to all these cities.
Okay.
And then I saw Mateo Lane.
I thought our state animal isn't the loon. That's the state bird.
People couldn't agree. Everybody was saying the loon. And then she asked what's interesting about us. And of course, everybody says what? What's interesting about the state of Minnesota?
Mosquitoes.
They said that and...
Okay. Snow.
No, they did not say that.
The Mississippi River?
No.
10,000 Lakes?
Prince.
Okay. All right.
And the food? What do you think the food was?
Hot dish.
Yes.
Okay.
They said hot dish. So, you know, very classic Minnesota stuff. So she was ripping on us a little bit because nobody could seem to get into agreement on it. But, she's funny. She has her lookalike twins come up and take pictures with her on the stage. So other people who got bowl cuts. And then I saw Mateo Lane at Mystic Lake. And Mateo Lane, I saw in Minneapolis at the Comedy Cellar. And he has a Netflix special. He is so funny. One of the very few comedians that can land a joke and sit and let it marinate for like 15 seconds in complete silence and continue the joke with his facial expressions. My stitches in my stomach that are there, I was afraid were going to come out because I was laughing so hard. He was fantastic. And that place was packed. It was sold out at the Mystic Showroom. Sold out.
So is this dude an actor? Have I seen him in some things or just...
You might not remember, but he does have a Netflix special from a while ago, so we'll have to revisit it. He's very funny. But no, when I took my girls' trip with my friends, when we road trip to Boston and Cape Cod and New York City, I took them all to the Comedy Cellar. You know, that's my favorite spot to go there in Greenwich Village. And that's when we saw Michael Che.
Mm-hmm.
And who did a surprise drop in, because at the Comedy Cellar, they always, as a celebrity who does a surprise, or not always, but there's usually a celebrity who does a surprise drop in where they test run their jokes. Well, he dropped in and he was test running his jokes for SNL the next day for his bit with Colin Jost. I only know that because I watched it the next day to see if that's what he did. But yeah, he was one of the performers, but Mateo Lane was very new at that time. And he knows a lot of the same comedians. So he lives in New York. So he has these cool stories. But anyway.
So what's his vibe? How would you characterize it?
Well,
what's his shtick?
Well, he's a gay man.
Okay.
So that's his shtick.
Okay.
And even when he's like, "Where's all my gays at?" the whole place erupts. He goes, "Where's my lesbians?" The bottom rows erupted.
Okay.
Like, and he made the joke, you know, like they all, my joke was that, you know, that there they go. They upgraded. Our ladies upgraded. And he makes some jokes about it, you know, in the audience. Mm-hmm. And he makes some jokes about he does make jokes about like Grindr and his sexuality. So that's very much his shtick. That's his audience. Those are his people.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very, very funny. And he went on a whole bit about how bad ASS Barbara Walters is, and he was going back on her, like, the kind how she would just come in and ask the questions like spot on and call people out. But anyway, he had a couple different things, but he was good. I had some girls nights while you were gone. House to myself, me and the kitty.
You and the cat. Our big old cat, Sirius Black. What is the mixture again?
Japanese bobtail and Maine Coon.
Japanese bobcat.
Bobtail. It's that little white cat that waves in all the restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah, that he's one of those mixed. You know, because if you ever looked at one of those white cat statues that's waving at you, notice how flat the top part of the head always is and the ears on the side.
Okay. Yeah.
Buddy's ears are like that. He's got that top part of that head, but he's got the whole rest of that Maine Coon, the tail and everything. Yeah.
He's that dude.
He is that dude.
He is. So,
but I stayed away from politics while you were gone.
Did you?
I didn't watch it.
Interesting. No late night.
No
Rachel
date with
Maddow.
Larry. No.
Okay.
No date with Larry.
No
O'Donnell.
Larry O'Donnell. Okay.
No date with Jon Stewart.
Really? You didn't even watch Daily Show?
No.
Interesting. No Ronnie Chang?
No Ronnie Chang.
Okay.
Nope. No Jordan Klepper.
I think that might have been because you were recovering from surgery, right?
Yeah, it was overstimulated. Okay. I was overstimulated. Too much sound, too much noise, too many lights. I couldn't. I was reading. I was reading some books.
Really?
I got
like
a lot of books.
Audio books?
No, I was
reading. Physically reading.
Because it was easier.
Okay.
I know. Right. I got a lot of books. So. I got to clear the library out.
Okay.
So cool. I was chill. Yeah, cool. I listened to a lot of music. I was revisiting old libraries of my music, jamming by myself.
Okay.
Dance party solo.
All right.
Checked out the green room. Friend of mine who does, hey, for all of y'all that are our age that like that R&B sound, but you want something, you know, newer, like for today, my colleague and friend Bakari, Bakarii, performed at the green room last night. He is so dope. He was so good. I was just like, I see him every day. His cubicle is like kitty corner for me. And his you know, different mode. And then to see him up on a stage with a very empowering for the young folks, very uplifting messages, very Erykah Badu vibe, but with like the R&B voice and jam flavor. So
are you saying like Maxwell?
Exactly who I said, or D'Angelo.
Okay.
That's who you actually kind of reminded me of on stage. Yeah, okay. Maxwell for sure.
All right.
Yeah, he's cool. young guy, very, very talented, and he's local.
That's what's up. That's mm-hmm. what's up. Okay.
So I was having a good time.
Nice. Nice. I was in Seattle trying to did I tell you the story about the scooter that I tried to go up the hill. So a lot of hills. I mean, Seattle is similar to San Francisco, a lot of hills, a lot of mountains in the area, the downtown area. is very hilly, leading it to the sounds. You know, you can catch a ferry. They have car ferries mm-hmm. that bring hundreds of cars on a daily basis, really commuters. People commute from, you know, other parts of the area on these car ferries. So I had a chance to get on, walk on one of those. But I was on a scooter. I rolled the scooter down to Target and get a couple things, some rations, and then tried to make my way back up. And I went on a street that was pretty flat, and I decided, okay, my hotel is just up a couple blocks, but it was literally up a couple blocks because it was like 65 degree incline, or at least that's what it felt like. And that scooter was not pushing me up that hill at all. So it was not going down like that.
It ran out of steam?
It was like, pop, 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 pop. And so I had to jump off of it and keep walking. I got winded. But while I was there, I think my cardio, I cleared some things out because, you know, I was taking them hills on a regular basis, you know, or stairs, you know, to get around.
Was it gravity? Was it resistance combined with?
I think it was a combination. I wasn't the only one. I know a good friend of mine, Virgil, he was trying to get up that hill, and it didn't work out for him either. He had to jump off the scooter because they were real steep hills.
So the scooters on hills do not cooperate with big guys.
No. There you go. That's right.
Okay.
There's a lot to push myself up that hill. So, hey, let's take a break. You've been listening to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net. Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
Went to Carville to get a milkshake. This honey ripped me off all my loot kicks. The car, oh yeah, there's money in my jacket. Somebody broke into my ride and co-macked it. Yo, Chip, I tell you, man, the devil's trying it. But I'm gonna stay strong, cause I ain't buying it. Tonight I'm taking Sherry out, I don't have Jack to wear. You know I got to look dipped in the fresh gear. Cool, I found something, so I ironed it. I think I caught up on the phone, oh shit, I'm frying it. Will someone tell me what did I do to deserve this? I think I'll pull out my suit for Sunday service. My little brother wants Barney, cool, I'm getting it. Took him down to KB, they ain't selling it. Here we go with the crime, yo, he's throwing fits. My blood pressure's blowing up, I can't take the shit. I finally got what he wanted, now it's good to go. Again, the ride was smashed. Where's my radio? What's out my car was in the shop, I had to borrow, see? They had no mercy on the car, Leo will kill me. Where the hell can Nikki be? I'm gonna smack her up. I got 2 tickets for the Knicks and she gon' stiff me up. I need to hit a honey off, drove me past the phone. Pulled out my fucker hose. Oh, yo, Sheila's home. Steady smiling like a mother, yo, I'm wrecked to bone. Went down on hun, she's in the red zone. Stressed out more than anyone could ever be. Forever trying to clear the samples for my new upbeat. Everybody knows I go to Georgia often. Got on a flight and I ended up in Boston. With all these...
Programming on KFAI is supported in part by the Bush Foundation, proud to partner with the Good Relatives Collaborative to announce the 2025 Bush Prize Native Nations honorees. The Minneapolis Indian Center, Mokoche Agriculture Development, and Turtle Mountain Impact. More information is online at goodrelativescollaborative.org.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Our other colleague has joined us. Mr. Buckner is joining us online. What's up, B. Buckner? How you doing, brother?
Man, it's been a long time. She left y'all. A strong round to step to. My bad, y'all.
That's right. That's all right.
It's been a busy.
That's all right. What's up?
It's been a busy day. Another productive day out here. More news to come, but we're going to be working with the Legacy organization and putting a common program together across the Twin Cities for them to support each other and work together. So we just finished that off no more than a couple of hours ago, and you're seeing community coming together under some very interesting times. And I think this is, if we do gain anything out of this, is people coming together saying we can help each other and make some things much better in our backyard. So, our job is to connect the dots, man, and go from there.
Good. That's right. Always doing good work in community. None other than the Don Data, a.k.a. B. Buckner, has joined us this evening. Mr. Buckner, have you recovered from back-to-back losses by the Purple and Gold?
No.
Growing pain? Is a rebuilding year? Is that what we're resigned to say at this point?
Why is JJ out, by the way? Sorry, go ahead. Answer this question and then maybe answer mine.
Oh, no. I mean, they say, quote-unquote, concussion. This will be the second time that he's gone through this type of a protocol. I'm not saying that KLC is trying to figure out how to do different things, but I don't remember him not being in the blue tent yesterday. So, they are definitely finding ways to give this young man a little time to ease into this thing called quarterbacking in the NFL. So
who replaced him? I didn't get a chance. I was on the West Coast.
Nobody replaced him. Nobody replaced him. We did not see him hurt. That's the whole thing. And okay.
So he did not play at all, is what you're saying.
No. He played the whole game.
Okay.
I don't remember him not being in the game, but all of a sudden he's now in concussion protocol. So.
Oh, in the aftermath. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He went through something a couple weeks ago, if I remember,
yeah.
Right? Where
he
concussions are complicated. You know, they don't always show up immediately. Sometimes you have delayed effects. Clearly, though, it has become a bit of a rebuilding year, as other teams, Green Bay included, Seattle, saw them rebound. The Rams looked really good last night. So the
Rams
NFC
looked really good last
yeah,
night.
The NFC top tier, even though Philly, you know, lost to Dallas, I mean, they looked pretty good the first three quarters, right? So the top tier, clearly the Vikings not competitive in that way this year at this point.
Right.
I'm paying attention to this because I have two teams in fantasy football, and the number of injuries that my two teams have is, I'm looking at one team, 1, 2, 3, 4, and on my other team, it's literally my whole bench. But 1, 2, now I only have two, but that'll probably change. But, like, did they do some rule changes? Did they lack some rules? Like, why are there this many injuries to a lot of young athletes?
That's a great question.
It does feel like the injury numbers, even with all of the rules changes to protect athletes, to protect players, whether it's concussions or a variety of injuries. I've also lost players this year, although I'm coming back. I'm relevant in our league, Mr. Buckner. I don't know how.
Yes, you are.
Even though I got a D-minus ranking and when my on my draft, I still battled back after going. I think I lost like three or four in a row, and then ran off a few numbers. I'm definitely above. I think I'm above 500 now. So
you're in the hunt. Playoff hunt.
Yeah.
You and I have the exact same right now. 6 yes. and 5 and 0. I'm 1077 for points. You're 1079.
Yes.
You're cheating. Quit looking at my players.
No, I'm just running my own thing. I'm doing my own thing.
I was just happy I beat you, B.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah. Let's just say it was, you know, I mean, broken clock is right twice a day. So
again, Beats Rhymes.
She got me.
Beats Rhymes and Democracy and Sometimes Sports.
Sometimes
Sports.
That's
the new name of our show. We got to let the program director know that we're going to make that little amendment to the show.
I will say this, though. I mean, Lisa, I'm very, I'm very excited, for not only you joining us, but not only enjoying it, but being competitive to this and taking it to that next level. So, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, fantasy football and all these other ways to connect people is just about what it is. It's about keeping people connected and having some connections outside of this. And
I do question how the commissioner of the league, though, has always been in first place, like, of all the years that we played. Can you tell us a little bit about what
your secret?
What that? Not his. That's right. He is the commissioner. So
my philosophy in league
philosophy,
yes.
Or do you like in the middle of the night you like go and change the numbers? Because for some reason you always seem like ahead of the game. And I shouldn't argue because I'm the commissioner in our other league and I'm in second place. So maybe to it. I mean,
are you?
I am.
I'll say
right
this
behind
way.
Me.
This
and the, I mean, I'm right behind you.
I mean, but that's the fun of it. I mean, and quite honestly, because we do have to monitor the leagues and understand where things are and everything mm-hmm. else. Like, we haven't made any trades or anything of that nature, but those free agency pickups and actually understanding who's available, or, making sure that your schedule is right, between your buys and who's hurt and whatever else. You just got to have a little luck to it as well. But commissioners have to stay on top of it. So I will say tongue in cheek, we got a little bit of an advantage, but the reality is that we have to be experts not only with our teams, but with everybody else. And, we're just vested. And that's the whole thing with fantasy. It keeps you engaged with every game. I don't watch just our Vikings, which I probably could have flipped around yesterday, but you do watch the other games with some interest.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to watch Brock Purdy finally play. Like he's been in my lineup all season. Now it's the mm-hmm. second time I get to play him, so I'm excited. But I learned mm-hmm. I'm not going to be reading these experts' tips on who to play and who to bench because, man, they got me on one of them. I had Wanye Robinson in.
Yes.
Bro scored 31 points. I took him out because the recommendation was as a sit.
That's the part of fantasy football.
Wayndale Robinson.
That's part of what makes it interesting is that it doesn't always play out the way it's predicted, and sometimes you gotta like trust your gut and sometimes you can overthink it. And, I agree. Not all advice that you get is the right advice. And sometimes you gotta have enough good players on your team to be able to sustain. And
You're doing well though.
You're in competitive in both leagues.
I beat Gooch. I picked up Buffalo because my Denver had no game this week, so then they showed up for me. Buffalo did.
She does move her defenses a lot. A lot of folks don't do that. I get like one defense.
I had to. It was a bye week.
And kind of, but I'm glad. I'm glad I did it because I picked up Cleveland's defense this past weekend
league. And you went nuts.
And they got like 20 points. So I had a.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Cleveland number one ranked defense, even though their season has been
number one ranked defense.
Yeah,
they're good.
So I might hold on to them for a minute. But, yes, anyway, we do play some fantasy football around here. It's Timberwolves season as well. Hoop season is I like this mm-hmm. when you had a convergence at the college level. You got, we're getting ready to get into that bowl season. And then also the beginning of the NCAA, hoop season is upon mm-hmm. us, along with the NBA. Ant-Man is back. They've been doing their thing. I think they were 8-2 over a 10 game span over the past couple of days. I'm not really sure what they've done, but yeah, it's that time again. We'll see what they got ahead of them. And Jaden McDaniel, I think, is a breakout year. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens again. Beats, rhymes, and democracy, and sometimes sports. And that's right on time. I think we'll take a music break. Right? We're going to do that? Y'all into that?
Go ahead. Okay. Y'all go ahead and hold it down.
All right.
All
right, Twin Cities. We happy that you joined us again. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. We'll be right back, y'all.
This is that guy in the hat inviting you to step up to the bar for the Ultrasonic Gin and Tonic. I'll be your audio mixologist every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m., shaking up a tasty blend of house, lounge, trance, chill out, electro swing, spy-fi, and new jazz with a twist or two to give it just the right touch. Always smooth, never bitter, I'll ease you out of your work week and pick you up for the weekend. Check out the Ultrasonic Gin and Tonic, Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on KFAI 90.3 FM and at KFAI.org. First round's on me.
No sleep till...
Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. El Boogie.
What up?
You were a huge fan of the Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm.
You remember them back in the day?
I had their tape.
Did you?
License to Ill.
License to Ill. I remember that. I had that tape.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Revere. That was my favorite track on that, the a cappella.
Yeah, that's one of mine, too. Yeah, that's way up there. Sabotage is up there for me. It was probably the one and only time I did karaoke. I did Sabotage. With my sister, Melissa.
That's where you're mostly just kind of headbanging because it's more of a rock guitar song with a couple lyrics.
It was popular during Rock Band days, so I really knew it.
Speaking of karaoke, there was karaoke out in the Great Northwest. Folks were getting it in, sponsored by the, I think it was American Indian, Indian Health Board. Sponsored that karaoke vibe. It was pretty cool. There were definitely professionals. There were like four people that they kept rotating. I was about to sign up, but it ended up being like a cool party.
Okay, because
a lot of folks. There's usually like one big event at that conference, and I don't know what happened to Buckner.
I was gonna ask him what his go-to is.
Maybe you could hit him up. We lost him somehow. Maybe he lost his headphone or had to order Domino's.
Did you do your classics?
I did not. I was about to get up there. I was looking, and for whatever reason, I just kind of stood down. And then the crowd grew and grew and grew. I did record. I have to show you some of the recordings. I was very impressed. There was, someone did. It was either a Mary J. It was Tyrone. You better call.
Oh yeah, Erykah Badu. So let me ask: is it the voice, or is it the stage presence? Like, if they know the words and they nail the words, but they really can't sing, what do you think is better?
I think being able to sing and keeping the tune.
And then quit asking me to do it, please, because I cannot sing. You didn't know you were getting a pop quiz.
I did not. But I bet you could rhyme a little. We'll get you. That's all right. I got you.
That's why I picked Sabotage.
I got you. You got to be able to, you got to be able to crash and burn and live with yourself. That's one thing with karaoke. I think to break through to that other level of karaoke, you have to be able to fail. I think it's a good, it's interesting. That's why I think everyone should have a karaoke song. And I think in life, your evolution to be uncomfortable and make it through to the other side is empowering, right? And I think once you do that, you kind of break that ceiling, then I think you can elevate. Because if you can sing and keep a tune, or if you're a performer, and you are definitely a performer, when you want to be, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's why I asked. I mean, like,
we'll have to find the right track. Like, maybe I think it's a hip hop track for you that you could. Someone did Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. We're on the West Coast, you know, so definitely had that vibe. And there's a pretty interesting hip hop scene in Seattle. You know, we saw that photography display at one of those museums, if you remember, a couple years ago now. That was pretty dope, you know. That
the hip-hop museum
that
was a hip-hop museum. It was history of hip-hop
through photography.
Yeah.
And the photographer or the group of photographers that they assembled quite an exhibit of photographs from, and I've some of those photographs. I think I got one of those photographs on my Facebook page because it's a B-boy in motion.
You do.
Yeah, someone thought that was me. I was like, nah, that was not me. But yeah.
This week, I think I read in hip hop history, Snoop Dogg did drop that album though that has Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dogg?
Yeah. You know, he was a game changer, though, when he came out with that one. He was Nasty, which we were used to by then. Hip hop had been Nasty, Slick Rick and Eazy-E and all them that came out of that same West Coast dynamic. But that was a dope album, though.
That album was very much so level setting, you know, because it was definitely graphic and promiscuous And it was Dr. Dre at his best, you know, after he has separated from N.W.A. and really started to explore his musicality. You know, that was a classic album. He found the perfect accent, you know, counter to, you know, his particular style of music making, beat making, and Snoop fell into that masterfully, and you know, the rest is history. Mm-hmm. You know, the Chronic.
No, but now,
yeah, I mean, that album came after the Chronic, right? Because the Chronic was first, and then the Dog Pound, and then that introduced the Dog Pound. So you have Daz, you have Snoop's cousins, and pretty soon the West was like full court press on hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know, they really had control of the game in the early 90s for sure. You know, but with Ice Cube and you know, the rest of the country. And then, you know, it took a minute. You know, there were different, that's when regional hip hop was really emerging, you know, different sounds down in Atlanta. You had Outkast down in New Orleans. You had, you know, New Orleans, Miami, that very bass heavy southern sound. And then the East Coast was, you know, trying to make their way back, you know, and eventually, you know, they would kind of take the reins back when Wu-Tang jumped on the scene, you know.
Wu-Tang
kind of was a but, you know, from that moment on, you know, there have been,
but now
these regional spaces,
West Coast took it back. They got Kendrick
Kendrick and Cole is kind of out of New York, out of I think that's where he made you know, studio wise some of his albums. But, you know, he was also from, you know, he had grown up in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
But they have Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle, another
West Coast.
L.A., mm-hmm. Long Beach or Crenshaw addition to the mix for sure.
So, I think they're making their way. They made their way up again.
Yeah. And I do also think, you know, we've talked about this on this show before. You know, hip hop has kind of lost its regional.
You see? Yeah,
because, you know, right now a lot of the music, the drill music, a lot of that music really is from a musical standpoint, not lyrically, but from a musical standpoint, is really akin to trap music, which was born in Atlanta. And so you have that southern style rap that folks now, it doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, you don't necessarily rep your that part of the country and your lyricism and your music. Now it is just one style that predominates, and that style really is trap or they call it drill music now.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper, though, he does a lot
different.
Of his he's different.
Yeah, he's different. He's out of Chicago.
He does a lot. He's vibe. Very yeah. much about his Chicago.
Yeah. Chi-Town rappers, Common, Kanye, they had mm-hmm. they definitely. Even though heavily influenced by East Coast.
Eminem in Detroit.
Eminem.
He's very connected to his state.
That's right.
He's yeah. not. He's hosting. He's helping host some of those halftime shows for the football games coming up in his state.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, but we had that conversation about all those regional, those things. And when we're putting playlists together, I was trying to think about that. Like, what about like some major players from Minnesota?
There have definitely, you know, hip hop, the backpack hip hop era is kind of where Minnesota kind of got to the next level. That's where Atmosphere, Brother yeah. Ali, Toki Wright, you know, other artists really kind of emerged during that period of time and you know, have sustained. I mean, the Rhymesayer is probably the most popular, well-known production team and with list of artists from MF Doom, Rest in Beats,
mm-hmm.
and Brother Ali and a host of other acts.
Prof,
yes. So it's been interesting. You know, it's cool to see. I got some pretty good graffiti related pics when I was out west. As well, it's interesting to see that part of hip hop always thriving.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
Matter where
well, Seattle hasn't always been known for that. They're known for their grunge. They're known mm-hmm. for their other styles of music. But you know, that was my you know, when I went out there, that's how I got hip to that grunge music. I came back with purple hair and a backpack, and I was still very much in hip hop, but I had also had a lot of influence from grunge, from Soundgarden, Chris Cornell, Stone Temple Pilots.
I'm trying to see that purple hair. You got to find.
I did have purple hair. It was purple burgundy.
Some of those photos.
But my hair was also like down to the middle of my back.
Okay.
It was very long.
Interesting. Did you see that? That the cases against James Comey and Letitia James.
Hold on. Okay. Politics.
Did you see? Well, it is Beast Rhymes. We've been holding on.
I know.
The Beast Rhymes.
The case is all dismissed.
Yeah, I saw that those cases were thrown out. So that's an interesting development.
Well, you know why?
Of course, the shutdown has been ended since we last had a live show, and that's also interesting, right?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of reasons why people knew that was going to get pretty much probably going to get tossed out. But the collection of them, and I haven't read the whole thing, but what was the conversation leading up to that, the bits that I did hear, was vindictive prosecution. And that was the through line for any of these cases, all three of these cases. So it's been, that they were baseless. But on top of that was the appointment of that U.S. attorney, Halligan, and being not properly appointed. So there were different issues, plus the accusation that she failed to use the full grand jury to review the Comey charges. So there's like a lot of little things and then some thematic things that really was not a surprise that we got to this point. But per the interviews with Sisters in Law podcast and all the other shows that I was listening to, but not necessarily watching, but he keeps losing in court. The administration keeps losing in court. You cannot prosecute just because you don't like somebody and have no charges. You just can't.
Yeah, I mean, our system seems to have been designed so that those types of things could not be carried out on a regular basis. So we'll see what the next few months hold. As, I think the continuing resolution, that'll have to be reconsidered at some point. The government shutdown has been ended. But there we may be in a place of course correction. We're going to take another music break. Thank you again for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap.
My team.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's boxes on my tail, cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP. All by myself without no bossy. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MCA. I said, howdy, he said, hi. You can blow you away, you can blow.
jewelry is what I expect.
And?
CA was with it, and he's my ace. So I grabbed the piano player and I punched him in the face. Piano player's out. The music stops. His boy had teeth, and he got dropped.
Programming on KFAI is supported in part by Health Partners. Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical, prescription drugs and dental, plus many extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal. More information at healthpartners.com/oneplan.
Welcome back. Peace, Rhymes, and Democracy. The cool thing about the Beastie Boys was really that real, true, you know, mixture of rock music and hip-hop in the early days. And, you know, got to credit, what's my man's name? Super producer that was a part of Def Jam with Russell Simmons. Gosh, I'm having a senior moment.
Oh,
I'm having a senior.
I can't help you out.
Rick Rubin. Rick Rubin was one of the masterminds. It was his, I think it was his dorm room on NYU's campus. And Russell Simmons, who is the brother, older brother of DJ Run from Run DMC, those guys collaborated and were, impactful in terms of churning out, creating Def Jam Records, what eventually will become Def Jam Records, and Run DMC and the Beastie Boys were a part of their early, the acts that started mm-hmm. that record label. Eventually that label would include a lot of folks and would live and cement Russell Simmons as a mastermind, but often forgotten is Rick Rubin, who... if you were to look at Rick Rubin, you might not think hip hop. He's kind of a, you know, bearded. I don't know. Rick Rubin was not the typical dude that you would imagine when you think of hip hop visually, when you see him physically, but a mastermind of music. And I think he was a musician or definitely had some connectivity to, you know, punk rock, the grunge and other rock genre, and was able to splice that effectively with hip hop. And that's how we got the Beastie Boys. And the Beastie Boys, of course, helped to expand hip hop's reach beyond just the urban areas into the suburbs and beginning to attract a whole new audience.
Rick Rubin looks like he should have been part of the Grateful Dead.
That's what I'm saying. He does not look like... Thank you for affirming that.
He looks like a skinny Santa Claus. He's 62 years old.
He does not look like hip-hop, but he is a critical figure in hip-hop's history. And he was the one, not Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons was not a producer. Russell Simmons was a hype man. He was more the A&R guy, the dude who makes it look a certain way. And that's why you see Russell Simmons to this day having impact on fashion and other things. But
yeah,
it was really Rick Rubin who was the musical mastermind. And Russell Simmons was more the hustler, the dude to make it happen and sell that brand, this new brand, new genre of music.
He had to have, because Rick Rubin has done albums for Beastie Boys, but as well as Adele, Johnny Cash, Linkin Park, Tom Petty, Red Hot Chili Peppers, been helped artists like LL Cool J, like
Yeah, LL was on that Def Jam label.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Rick Rubin, a musical mastermind genius who was instrumental in helping to shape the sound of hip hop, especially when that
wife. His wife looks like Eva Longoria. Not Eva Longoria, but like one of the other reviews. Eva is the model, right? Married.
He definitely looks like who were those dudes?
I'm like, what?
The dudes with the long beard.
Santa Claus pulled a beauty.
He did. His wife is
what?
I don't know.
You better slow your roll over there.
She's trying to catch me slipping. Any other news with this current administration we want to share? We're not going to give them time.
We
did hear that the magnifying glass has been turned on Minneapolis as a city of concern and urgency with immigrant community members who are here. We looking out for y'all. Don't let this pufferfish of a comb over in chief, scare y'all. But we do know what might come. You know, we already knew Minneapolis would be on the map in this as they continue to try to militarize this nation. You know, we got to stay strong, folks, and protect our interests for sure.
Yeah. To the elimination of temporary protection status for our Somali community. Technically, they said there's about 430 under that status here in Minnesota. And, you know, thinking of the community, your stronghold in Minneapolis, and we got to learn from the other cities. How do we prepare Minneapolis? North Carolina was shuttering businesses, locking people in schools and daycares because they didn't, ICE was trying to come into there, taking people out. It's like, they locked up storefronts, they shut down businesses, they pulled out whistles to holler for whenever they had a spotting. I mean, people are learning and they're getting better city by city. So I hope we don't have to get to that point. But I also, if we have to, we got to be prepared. We got to rally.
Got to level up. It's real out there, folks. For sure.
Yeah, and you knew it was coming because he has got a bone to pick with Ilhan. You know, he always does. She's a powerful woman. She tells him like it is. She says it straight. She stands up for herself, her community, and our state. And, he likes to target his enemies, and that's what he said. But
that individual holds the highest office in the land. That's our reality. Continues to be our reality.
We got this, Minneapolis and Minnesota.
Stay strong for sure.
What you playing next?
We're about to get up out of here. Thank you again, as always, for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. We will be back next week. Hope everyone has a blessed Miigwetch Day, Thanksgiving celebration with family and friends. We'll be back next week. We out.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated.